about like Anna was not too long ago when I was simply saying thank you for coming up, although I know she felt like she wasn't a child anymore, and I know you're not a child, but thank you for coming up. This morning, I'd run across a story, and I wanted to do it, and it called for a finding a shell. And I looked and looked at home, and lots of shells, but I didn't find any shells of the kind that I was looking for. And you are no doubt going to recognize the kind of shell these are. What kind of shells are they? Starfish, yeah. They're some of the neatest ones, which you don't find on the shore very often, but you can find them every once in a while. And I imagine Edna has found a few down there on the shore next to her place. But yeah, starfish. Starfish, they're sort of neat, but they can be problems sometimes too. I've heard up in the Northeast, starfish are not well thought of because they do things like they break open the oysters and they take out the meat. And so those that are farming the seas, they don't take too kindly to starfish. And there's a story about this fisherman up in the Northeast that they got so tired of starfish getting their nets and doing the things that starfish do that whenever they brought up starfish in their nets, they would take them and they would tear their arms off and they'd throw them back in the sea. And they said, we're just going to get rid of these starfish. And, you know, they'd come back the next year and there'd be more starfish than they'd ever seen before. And it wasn't until a while later, I guess, that they realized that God has kind of provided starfish with a special little characteristic. That is, when an arm is broken off by a predator or by a fisherman who wants to do dirty to the starfish, it simply starts another starfish. And so when they broke a starfish in two and threw it back, they were going to have two starfish. Or if they broke a starfish in three and threw it back, they were going to have three starfish coming back the next year. So that's sort of neat about how God's kind of provided for starfish. And sort of we can get a lesson from that. We know that God kind of looks over his creatures and he kind of takes care of them when bad things happen to them. The little story that kind of goes along with this is for us to realize that when bad things happen to us as well, when we get a bad grade in school or our best friend is going off and leaving us, they cannot be so bad. They can turn into good things. Well, maybe not good things, but we can have good things come from them. If we get a bad grade in school, one thing that can do for us is make us study harder, so that we know that we're going to do better next time. And next time we prove it, and sure enough, it can motivate us, is one thing they say. Or if our best friend leaves us, we can find out what it's like when we leave a friend of ours. And we can try to mend whatever was wrong between us, and we can come out of it with a stronger friendship. Or if we are sick, and we're just kind of down in the dumps because we don't feel well, one thing is we can look forward to that time when we are feeling better, and when we get to that point, remembering how bad we felt can make us feel better. And it can also help us when we run across somebody else that's not feeling well. We can understand how they feel and perhaps help them feel better. God will work through us in a lot of the bad things that happen in our lives. Actually, Paul, I think, or the writer of Romans, had this kind of in mind. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, he says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." And we remember that as well. It's not just the starfish that God looks after and gets through the hard times, but it's everybody else that will stay with him.